This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wagner left to Flan, back to Wagner, back to Flan, back to Wagner. And along the right, Davis a three. Timeout, Kansas.
Kansas was the preseason number one?
Yeah, they were solid to start the year. That's what happens in the new era of the transfer portal. It happened to Memphis last year. Memphis was a team everybody loved. They got the guys together. They had a really good transfer class, and they put them on the court together. And it's like, well, this isn't going to work. And you figure that out in the summer.
ESPN had the note about a week ago that the last three preseason number ones, which are all transfer portal era, the last three preseason number ones have the most losses in a season for a preseason number one in history.
Yeah, like Carolina didn't even make the tournament. They were 1 year and they were like the preseason number one. They really fell off. They were just not a great year for them, and this happens.
Probably the best game of the day as you get the audio from Westwood One. How are your brackets looking after last night? Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Arkansas and friend of the show John Calipari giving it to Bill Self, fifth time. Kansas starts the season ranked preseason number one. Fifth time it is finished by failing to make it to the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Fifth time that it's happened. And Bobby Bell probably with the pick of the day as he rolled the dice and had Arkansas win two rounds. So Bobby coming up big yesterday in his bracket.
Good for you.
I need the next round. That's going to be a big one for me. That would help me. Yeah,
right?
if I could get Arkansas taking out St. John's, that'd be fantastic. In fact, I have on our bracket right now, I was looking it up during the break. I have our biggest liabilities for each of us that remain in the bracket. So, RJ, you took a big risk. You already got Clemson knocked out of the Elite Eight. You have UNC in the Elite Eight, and me and Sean have them out in the second round. Peyton doesn't even have them winning today. So, we're talking about that's a potential 15 points that you could lose if they lose early.
So, you guys have them winning today.
I have him winning today. Sean has him winning today. We have him out in the second round.
Okay.
Peyton has him losing today.
And yesterday, even before the night games, you were conceding defeat.
I'm done. I've already started prepping.
No.
You should see my 5:30 preppy meal that I've got here.
Sean, yours is Wisconsin in the Elite Eight. That's one of your bigger liabilities that you have left. Me and Peyton have them out in the second round. Choppy has them losing in the Sweet 16, so could create a gap there. Peyton's biggest one. So this is the one we all need to root for.
Which two seed?
Yeah. Peyton's biggest one that we all need to root for if we want to hear him have to talk for 30 minutes straight.
That's what I want. I want Peyton to host solo.
Then we have to root really hard for St. John's to lose in the second round or the Sweet 16. So we all have them out in the Sweet 16. Me, you, Chop, we all have St. John's out in the Sweet 16. He has them in the Final Four. So that's like if we're right, he gets that could swing him 10 points.
For those that don't know,
we all have Texas Tech beating St. John's, all three of us.
For those that don't know, whoever comes in last place has to host solo for 30 minutes, 5:30 to 6. If it's Peyton, I could see us replaying both segments at like 9 and 9:15 the morning he does it.
Absolutely. And we would
we get in trouble for this?
No. Why would we?
Letting Peyton, first off, we're blowing out Maggie and Perloff, or Perloff and Maggie and Perloff.
No. We wouldn't blow them out. We'd blow Snacks out.
Oh, Snacks
instead
out.
Of a repeat, it would just be.
But then giving Peyton 30 minutes of airtime. When's the last time he's hosted on a weekend?
It was with Chris Arnold when I wanted to play some audio and you were like nope, we can't play that.
He's like the Billy Donovan of fan host.
Yeah.
Hasn't been around that game for a while, but that's what I'm rooting for big time.
But he still wants it. You saw him at that dinner when he was talking to Justin and Emily. You can see he's got that fire. He wants to host a little bit. The biggest liability that exists, unfortunately, is mine. I'm either going to win this or I'm finishing first or last. That's all that's happening here. You guys all have Gonzaga out in the second round. I have them in the Final Four. So there's no bigger discrepancy with one team that... See, when you lose Clemson, Chop, and you lose an Elite Eight team, it's like, oh, that's tough, but like... The rest of us had them in the Sweet 16, so it's just a round gap that you've lost.
Oh, you guys all had them in the Sweet 16? Okay.
Yeah, whereas Gonzaga, I've got a lot of points that are potentially going to get screwed up here.
You get props for being the ballsiest one, the one with guts, going with Gonzaga and Arkansas, but you could also be sitting here.
Could be.
Coming in really early and talking a lot longer as a result.
The alternative. Maverick's looking for some revenge tonight.
There's two alternatives. There's two ways to go. You go Bobby's route.
Two ways.
Where you're gutsy and you get credit. You go Peyton's route. You put a 1 and a 2 in every Elite Eight. And
just a coward.
I mean, he had, like 3 or 4 upsets the entire tournament in his bracket. It's going to get started today. 11:15, Baylor and Mississippi State. The G-Bag Nation will be at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in Euless. They'll be there from 2 to 7. I'll show up there. I'm sure Bobby's going to make a trip out there.
I'm going to be out there, yep.
I know Will has said he's going to come on out. So that's the Baylor game today. Oklahoma takes on UConn tonight, and UConn has won 12 straight NCAA tournament games by double digits. It is one of the most remarkable runs I've ever seen in any sport.
I picked them to win, but I want them to lose, really.
I want them to lose.
I want Dan Hurley to lose.
I like Porter Mosier at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is, they had a much better, it's an interesting thing with them. I said interesting here, but Oklahoma, get a load of this. They were 13th. They finished 13th in the SEC. They have 13 losses on the year. Every single loss was a conference loss. They were undefeated outside of conference.
Wow.
They're like the Packers.
We were the same way. Tennessee was the same way, undefeated outside of conference. And there's a reminiscence of, and it's ironic they're playing UConn, because UConn, when they won with Kemba Walker, all their losses that year, that was the year where they won 5 straight Big East tournament games, and he had that legendary step back against Marquette. And then they rode him into the championship. They lost only Big East games that year. They were undefeated outside of conference. So it's kind of coming full circle with OU playing UConn tonight. But that game's going to be in Raleigh, or as Adam Lefkoe said on the broadcast, Rally.
Is that what he said?
And he called it Rally, and I was like, I don't believe.
He's my bitter media figure.
I mean, he took a good gimmick and he made it right. He did the he was the one of the first ones that went viral over the. Throwing wrestler names into a sports cast.
Like you're bitter about just his success?
Yeah, like his platform, like how high up he's gotten.
That's surprising, because I know there are a lot of people on that list for you. So for him to be number one, he's...
Well, there's one other one. There's not... You can't name any... I don't think you can name any other one outside of FS1, but...
There's a lot of people on FS1, I feel like.
Lefkoe's sitting next to Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike him personally. I'm just jealous.
Just baffled, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Good gimmick. I mean, he played the game. He played the game well. Houston won by dang near 40 over SIU Edwardsville. And then Texas Tech, 82-72 over UNC Wilmington. A&M moves on, 80-71 over Yale. That was another chic upset pick. People were fading A&M and riding on the Yale, the Bulldogs. So those are the local teams that played last night. And then Arkansas, obviously, 79-72 over Kansas.
And, of course, the win of the day is McNeese State and taking out RJ's Clemson Tigers. Their school president said they had to add extra support for their website, and the website still crashed anyway. Why are people going to the school website? I don't understand.
Is it because of the...
They said their enrollment's up 3%?
Oh, really?
Like, are they... So
First ever NCAA tournament win for McNeese State.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
It's very cool.
So is it... I would assume, A, it's either just... Where's McNeese State? Like, people are trying to figure out where it is. Or B, is there just something they're trying to find out about the manager, the little student manager?
Oh, Amir. I think it's Amir Khan.
So he's the one leading them out dancing? Yeah.
He's got an NIL deal.
Yeah, he just got one.
What?
Rap deal.
It's so cool, man. I love that they have totally embraced him. I've known nothing about him. I assume he's a student. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's student manager.
But it's he comes out with a I mean, it's a different one every day. It's a different boombox, for lack of a better term, every day. Different song every game. They're all singing. It's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what it is. So apparently that's what it is. People were, according to ESPN, people have been rushing to the website to see his bio page on the McNeese Athletics website, and they delighted in finding his featured quote. If they kept manager stats for rebounding and wiping up wet spots on the court, I'd put up Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
How did you do your degenerate picks?
I mean, they were there. I posted them. I said tread lightly. I said tread lightly day one and day two. And then if you want to go a little bit harder tomorrow and Sunday, you can.
Now, your tournament tips worked. 5 first round upsets, 3, according to the formula, happened. You had a 10. You had a 12.
He just doesn't follow his tips. I just don't follow. That's the problem.
Let's see. 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 1-3, 2-3, 2-5.
Okay.
Ooh. 2-5.
You did say to tread lightly.
Tread lightly.
Even giving out advice today?
Honestly, I haven't even looked at him today. Right. I haven't even looked at him today. I will look. I will look right now.
You were just so sick.
How so sick? And real quick. When you are betting.
Did you put any money down yourself?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I bet on all of them. I bet all the picks. But so we were talking about this yesterday at the bar, and when Louisville and Creighton, it was clear they were going to go over the number, and I bet the under. Tolo J. Ochoa was like, do you do the live bet? And I'm like, dude, don't chase wins. Just take your loss and move on.
Really?
That I don't chase with. I just take the loss, because that's what happens is now you're going to try to chase, and now you're going to be you can lose a can. You're doubly in the hole. I just take my loss and I move on to the next game.
Yeah, Jay was really trying to get him to hedge. He was looking out for him. He's like, come on, like, bet the live, bet the over, whatever. Like, let's adjust. Let's salvage this bet.
Yeah, but how much would you have had to bet to say it's going over? They would have accounted for that with the adjustment. You're not going to get any value on that.
Yeah, that's right, because there's no value, because, like, you know, the over-under was, like, 145.5, and the halftime bet was 163.
But I guess the idea is, like, you know you're losing the one you already have. So, like, you just might have a chance to be able to adjust, even if it's not great value. Right. You might be able to salvage
it. You might be able to salvage it. I just take my loss. I just take my lump, and I move on. I'm like, screw this. I'm not gonna chase. That's how you get in trouble, at least in my opinion.
Could you guys feel the different energies out at the bars and the restaurants for this? Like, how many people were out? How many people do you think were getting out of work? Fort Worth, you said Louisville and Frisco?
Yeah, Louisville and Frisco. Yeah, I mean, so when I got to Frisco, that was 9 o'clock at night. So that was degenerates like Will Chambers, who had been drinking for 10 hours. But there were still... There was a lot of people at Derby and Frisco. That was the lightest, though, at 9 o'clock. I mean, Rex's was... That's a really cool spot out there. And so, I mean, there were people out there on the patio and people inside in the dining area. And then Louisville was packed.
I feel like the 11:30 to 1, 1:30, the lunch, where you can, like... You don't really have to take off. Like, that was the meat of, like, the biggest... push and rush.
Will's one of those people who took off the next 2 days. Like he says, every year he takes off these 2 days.
And G-Bag today?
Yep. They'll be at, where's the chop? Cold beers and cheeseburgers.
Yep. And Euless.
And so I'll be out there probably, I would guess around 3. Will Chambers will be out there. Chop's going to be out there at some point. So
it's Gladen 121-ish right between them.
College basketball kegger here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan with day 2 happening in just a few hours. RJ Choppy says, forget about all this Tet McMillan talk. History says the Cowboys should not be drafting a wide receiver. We'll take you inside the store.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are after this. Michael Gallup back in the NFC East, and it's going to be with the Washington Commanders. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, getting you to your weekend as quickly as possible here on your home of America's team. We'll crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40.
Yep, Michael Gallup is signing with the, or has signed with the Washington Commanders. By the way, that was quick. Like a quick turnaround for... They announce his signing, and then all of a sudden he's sitting at a podium talking to media yesterday.
That has to be an acceleration from Dan Quinn's relationship, right?
I would think so. And I mean, there's a lot of people who used to work with the Cowboys that are on staff in Washington now, and there's some former teammates there. So I'm guessing that helped move it along. But still, for it to be like, oh, you sign, and then we're putting you in front of the media to talk to them that same day. But he was talking about his... reasons for retiring when he walked away from the Raiders last offseason. He said, I just think the way that I was let go from the Cowboys, being in some place for so long and then jumping right into another team and not being able to process, because I never went through that before, trying to figure out how to process that and everything. I think it was just fast for me and I wasn't there yet. He said, I've maintained all year because you've got to keep that. I knew I was going to try my best to try to get back into the league right when I retired. I've maintained. We're good to go right now, which... if you're the Raiders, it's why didn't you maintain for us that? Like, I mean, I would assume, unless they don't care, but why did you make a signing and at the time you retired knew you'd be coming back and just doing it for somebody else?
Speaking of wide receivers and draft season, let's see if RJ can convince you that you should not take one.
All right, so I went and looked. This is from Scouts, Inc., and they went and they did some comparisons of all the position groups. So, for example, you know, they went looking at last year. Last year, there were five quarterbacks taken among the top 12 in the NFL draft. This year, they only have four quarterbacks ranked in their top 50.
Whoa.
So, like, when was the last time a quarterback class looked like that? So that's the kind of what they're going back to. So, they are comping. They did wide receiver, defensive tackle, edge, running back, quarterback. They comped the quarterback class to 2016, which was Dak. It had Jared Goff at one and Carson Wentz at two.
It's a little rich. I don't think that that's same sort of players, but...
You think the 2016 class is a lot better?
Yeah, I mean, we're all talking about like three potential top 10 quarterbacks in that class. Well,
it's easy to say that now.
No, I don't know. At the time, there was Paxton Lynch, Carson Wentz, and Jared Goff were all considered like they could all go in the top 10 and were like really coveted trade up to those two spots to get Wentz and Goff.
Oh, because the Rams did trade up. They traded up like 15
spots. Yeah, so did Philly.
Spots.
Philly did too.
Okay, yeah. And, you might see a trade up for Cam Ward. I mean, you could see that.
Sure.
You know, if Tennessee wants to get rid of the pick.
Or the Giants.
Giants. Absolutely. They do say the potential for this class is not as bad as it was for the 2022 class, which was just Kenny Pickett. The reason they say, they say Shador obviously is the second ranked signal caller, but he is 14th on the overall board. Jackson Dart is climbing up.
Mel Kiper put him ninth in his draft the other day. Ninth for Jackson Dart.
Mel Kiper, did you see McShay in that clip yesterday kind of calling out Kiper? I should have sent it to you, Ross, but Todd McShay, next to us at the Combine in Indianapolis for our 1 year of coverage, said, you know, the thing I didn't like is I'm melting down here like Peyton. The thing I didn't like was Kiper never took a true quarterback stance. He is always down the middle, and he must have been accepting payment from Notre Dame
for Jimmy Clausen.
Continue to love all their quarterbacks. But he called Kiper out for not really having any true stones when it came to picking QBs.
Interesting. The fourth round that year, we had Dak. There was a third rounder named Jacoby Brissett. I mean, he turned into a valuable player, backup.
Yep.
Also a Patriots draft pick, Sean, quarterback.
This year, they're looking at, you know, Milroe, Shuck, Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, who all have the potential to develop into effective starters and backups outside of round one. The running back class, they comp this year to 2017. Obviously, there's two guys that are clearly the top running backs. It's Genty and then Hampton. There's also Travion Henderson, who's a good one as well. He is also in the top 32, marking the most running backs ranked that high since 2018. The 2017 class, Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, but you know they also had James Conner, Piran, Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones. That was a good class. That turned out to be a valuable running back class. Alvin Kamara.
Wow.
It's a good group.
Joe Mixon in 2017.
It's a hard hitter, right?
But then we get to wide receiver. And this might scare you off. Now they say Travis Hunter they're putting him in the cornerbacks. All right, so not counting him there. But they have two receivers in the top 32, McMillan and Golden. You know, Jordan Reed has three going in the first round of this latest mock. But there's only 10 receivers in the top 100, which would be the fewest in 6 years. So they're comping this to 2016, which was a horrible draft for wide receivers.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Corey Coleman, Will Fuller, Josh Doctson, Laquan Treadwell.
Wow.
They all went day one. Now, you did wind up getting some guy, I believe his name is pronounced Tyreek Hill, in the fifth.
Yeah, better not mispronounce it, boy.
And Jakeem Grant Sr. Now, they were smaller. Like they were little, under 6 feet tall, a little less than 200 pounds. But they all were four sub-4.4s in the 40. So there is some speed, obviously, with those two. But, Bobby, that would be a terrible comp.
Look, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the best. That would be a little upsetting, obviously, if you ended up getting a class like that with this group. But I just, I think McMillan is specifically really, really impressive. I don't love Luther Burden out of Missouri. I do think Matthew Golden from Texas can be a top tier potential receiver, but that's a projection, and you got to hope that he kind of clicks into place. But yeah, I mean, there's questions about everybody in this draft. This is not a slam. There's not like a bunch of slam dunks in this draft class.
Your McMillan comp?
Brandon Marshall.
Oh, I like that.
So I really like Tet McMillan. I think that he's really good. Now, the NFL went through an awful stretch of picking receivers from about 20.
And I think I had heard Drake London comps as well.
Yeah, a lot of people said Drake London's another one that's similar to him.
The fear is when you're talking about a guy this big, you know, are you going to create separation? Are you just a jump ball guy?
You can't out-athlete guys in the NFL.
Who was the huge receiver who got fat? Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Benjamin fear. You know, Mike Williams, USC. Is there going to be separation and for how long? That's what I think of with these prospects.
Because, you know, the Lions, they went 3 straight years drafting a wide receiver. You know, how much of that, though, was that they didn't have a quarterback at the time? Like you can draft a wide receiver
go to a different team. You're not stuck with one team your entire career.
No, you do get
if you have the talent, you can get a chance elsewhere.
There was an awful run of picking receiver there for a while in the NFL. From 2015 to 2019, 5 drafts in a row, there were 17 wide receivers taken in the first round. How many of them were Pro Bowlers in their careers?
3.
Sean?
2.
1. Amari Cooper.
Wow.
That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
The rest of the receivers who, like some of the names that we're talking about here, Kevin White, 7th overall, had 28 receptions in his entire career. Devontae Parker, Nelson Agholor, Philip Dorsett. Like, these are the kind of guys you're talking about at the top of the draft. Mike Williams, John Ross. Like, they missed on a lot. And then 2020, that CeeDee Lamb class came around with Justin Jefferson. And ever since then, they've started hitting again.
Now, real quick, maybe the defensive tackle is the spot to get, because they do think there's a ton that are worth it in this draft. And if you go back to 2016, there were 14 taken in the top 100. Chris Jones, you had Quinnen Williams, Marcel Darius, you had Dominican Sue, Gerald McCoy. There's a lot of players.
Yeah, if you go defensive tackle, though, you got to remember two of them that are going to go in the first round at defensive tackle play for Michigan.
So some of those were also in 2010, but they're comparing both the 2010 class and the 2016 class to something like this. Really good defensive tackle classes.
All right, Chop, which one would you prefer, Mike or the Mad Dog?
Oh, man. I think the Mad Dog.
You know, why'd it take you so long? You're obsessed with Russo.
Well, I do like him. I do like him. I don't like his beard. I like his beard he's got going.
All right, set it up. Chris Russo, one time a week on First Take. And is it Sirius or XM? Mad Dog Radio.
I think it's the same.
Sirius XM.
Sirius XM. Yeah. Okay.
So he went on a rant, and it was very... His kid is a radio host in Florida.
Wow.
And his kid went to Mets spring training. Tried to get a guest on.
The Bronny James of radio.
The Bronny James of radio. Tried to get a guest on.
Bronny dropping 17 last
night. Oh, he crossed up Giannis last night, too. It was beautiful.
Bobby is the one that found this. You found this.
Shame on you.
It was over. You're
grabbing Russo audio?
I did not grab it. I just wanted to call Choppy's attention to it when I saw how long he went.
He went on an 18-minute rant, and it's very Bronny James. It's a very bad look for Russo going on this insane rant about the Mets not giving his son any availability and anybody to interview during spring training.
And here's the response from the Mets. Hey, Colin, understand the ask, but we can't make that happen. Their schedules are full for the rest of the day. Go to hell. Your schedules are full for the rest of your day. You're talking to me who has been at spring training sites for 50 years. Don't give me any nonsense that you can't figure out a way to get Paul Blackburn or, you know, some guy out of the, you know, the backup infielder. Nobody's asking for Alonzo Lindor or Soto. We get it. Nobody's asking for Sean Manaea or Jeff McNeil, who's hurt. We get it. And I understand it might be a language issue. But you mean to tell me that the New York Mets, and again, I could care less. It doesn't affect my show. But you mean, I sound like LeBron, but I got to say this because it drives me crazy. And to be fair, they went to do the Nationals the other day, and they gave him Rizzo, the freaking president of the team. A Hall of Famer, for crying out loud. The Nationals gave him Rizzo. 15 minutes. I mean, my God almighty. And the Mets sit there today, and here are the Mets. This is the reason I never root for them. This is I can't stand them. And their PR always does this nonsense. The Mets are the Mets, okay? They're not the Boston Celtics. They're not the Green Bay Packers. They're the freaking Mets. You mean to tell me that we can't figure out a way? Let me give you the most the obscure guy that I can come up with. The most obscure guy. You mean to tell me that Jose Buto can't come on for 5 minutes today with the you mean to tell me that Tyler McGill can't come on for he might be in Syracuse to start the year.
Man, I can't imagine why the Mets wouldn't want to help him. Does he always kill the Mets?
Yeah, he hates the Mets. Oh, because he for reasons like this.
Okay.
So I
don't care. It's not my, that's fact, not my show. I clearly
that's
don't
not
care.
My show. And then he starts naming names of people who are not there.
So then I don't see Colin Cowherd there. I don't see Jim Rome there. I love Danny Patrick. I haven't seen him there. I haven't seen Rich Eisen there. I haven't seen half the time ESPN there. I haven't seen Nick Wright there. I haven't seen Craig Corton there. I haven't even seen Stephen A. there.
He's just talking about baseball. Now he's gone into baseball. He's like, this is baseball's problem. No one's covering your sport. Oh. But when people do go to cover it, you're too good. I do agree with that part. Like, baseball's terrible about giving, a lot of times, about giving.
So he just wants, like, the fan Rangers treatment. All the shows go out there, and the Rangers gave everyone.
Everybody. The Rangers do a good job of it. Now, this station is not a Mets station. It's in Florida.
Yeah.
So they don't have any contractual obligations to do so. But he's like, you gotta give it to him.
I would hate this so much if I was his son.
Oh, I would too.
I would hate this.
I would too. And he finishes off.
What a title bastard.
He finishes it off with giving you his own resume.
When I was told to go to Tempe, if you want Mike Socia, Chris, you got to get here at 7:30. Who got there at 7:30 with a tape recorder for 15 minutes with Mike Socia? You're talking to him. Who interviewed Don Baylor out in the parking lot once to talk about 86? Me. Who sat there forever and ever and ever, drove across the state to get from Vera Fiera down to Sarasota to break down with Dusty Baker and Lance Berkman? Me. I did. Sat around the ballpark in Sarasota for hours waiting for Bobby Valentine when he was managing the Red Sox. Who did that? Me. Sat down in the right field line waiting for Selig to show up on a cold day in St. Louis when they played the Red Sox in a World Series. Me. Coors Field in Colorado. Me. All-Star game. Bouncing around Minneapolis and Kansas City. San Francisco.
All right, Ross. Me. What does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with his kid being deprived?
He's basically saying, because it's his kid and I've done all this.
They should have done it.
They should have just thrown him a bone.
Your coverage is built on my back.
That poor kid. I feel so bad for that kid, man.
Yes.
That's so bad.
What's his name?
Colin.
Colin Russo?
I feel bad for him, man.
All right. There it is. The Mad Dog. Bye. With one of his rants. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece to get you closer to the weekend. We'll do it with the fellas after this.
Taylor will work up against pressures, drives all the way to the rim, runs right into Townsend, shot no good. Payne will take it up, count the bucket, and the foul. Payne has been a pain in the neck for Yale tonight. He's got 22 points off the A&M bench.
Westwood won with the call. Crosstalk with a KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan.
Can I ask you a non-sports question?
I guess.
It has to do with your return.
Sports station.
Do you like the Alien Ant Farm version of that song better than the Michael Jackson version?
Yes. Really?
My two hot takes about that are the Alien Ant Farm version of the song is better, and that music video for the original Smooth Criminal is Michael Jackson's best music video.
Oh.
Oh, I like Michael Jackson better. Way
it's
better.
It's just a little, it's muted. That one rocks. That one just like It's got the aggression you need.
Yeah, but you got. Let's just say you've got to deduct. You've got to deduct points for it being a cover.
That's fair.
I think in general, right?
Yeah, I think that's.
You know
fair.
How many Beatles songs were covers? Like Twist and Shout. Like people love that. That's a cover.
It's not a cover if it's an old song like that.
But it was covering somebody else. What do you mean? You just make up these rules on the spot.
What's that now?
That's it.
All right.
Expiration dates.
I shouldn't even say that. It's not a cover if nobody had ever heard the song before. So, like, for example,
I'm actually with him on that.
The Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel.
Okay.
That's Old Crow Medicine Show or whatever the hell it is. Yes. Yeah. I also think it's a Bob Dylan song. So Bob Dylan wrote it.
You don't respect Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Why?
Because that was Dolly Parton. That was a chart topping.
I didn't know that. So as far as I'm concerned, it's new to me.
You backed yourself.
Hold on. So it's just the RJ scale of it.
Yeah, it's on my scale. Okay. It's new to me. It's new to me.
Okay.
You know, so I never heard of Michael Jackson and Alien Ant Farm was the first. Then that's the first. But I heard of Michael Jackson.
Elvis wanted to buy that song from her.
Elvis stole everything.
And she said no.
Elvis stole everything.
She kept it, and then Whitney Houston made it a hit. And she like was driving when she heard it, pulled over and listened to it, cried tears, and then all that stuff. The Annie, Are You Okay thing. Do you know what that's from? What that like references?
No. Annie Oakley. Kevin.
No, the
Let's not pretend that
Annie Lennox. Like, why did you shave your head and bleach it blonde?
Annie Lennox.
I think I don't know how you Rasuski Ann.
Rasuski, yeah.
The CPR doll.
Right.
Rasuski. The CPR doll. And whenever you're doing CPR on it, you're supposed to say, Annie, are you okay? Because her name's Annie. And that's what that comes from. Oh. Hope y'all learned something today.
See, that wasn't so bad, right?
You hooligans. Sean, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is a sports question.
This is just like our old Friday crosstalks.
You seem like you are skeptical on Wyatt Langford this year. And Choppy seems like he's like MVP potential.
Yeah.
You seemed a little skeptical. Is that the case? Or you
no,
like,
it's not the case. I'm not skeptical. I'm just like, let's keep it. I don't know if I'm ready to go to MVP. That was it. And then the Evan Carter thing has scared me.
Gotcha.
I just don't want us all to forget that we all anointed Evan Carter as the chosen one.
And we all anointed Wyatt Langford last year. We thought he'd be better than he was last year.
Fair. Yeah.
That's true. And maybe he doesn't know the season starts till September. So
maybe that's
thing. Troublesome. Maybe his back won't disintegrate.
I remember last year when we were previewing the season and you had asked us, you were like, hey, what would a reasonable season be? What would be disappointing? And Choppy goes, I can tell you right now what would be disappointing. What would be disappointing is a 962 OPS. Oh. We're like, why? And he goes, because that's 1 point under what Mike Trout got as a rookie, and Wyatt Langford is Mike Trout.
Well, he set that same bar for Walt.
May have missed.
But I meant September.
I meant September.
You definitely missed.
I meant what he was going to do in September.
He set that same bar for Sebastian in the commercial break.
Walcott?
Oh, hang on. So,
read it exactly the way you said it to us.
Okay, I got to go to the account. Give me a second.
Oh, my gosh.
You make notes of things that you say on the show? You're like, that was
no,
good.
This is said during a break.
Oh, okay.
I believe Sebastian Walcott's going to be very good down the road.
All right, so... MLB's Instagram page posted the prospects who showed out this spring.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm like, bait. I'm the fish. I'll take it. Right. Here we go.
Click.
So I start scrolling through and it's got this kid for the Cubs and the Red Sox and the Rays. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Another Royals. Oh, Sebastian Walcott. Here we go. And I just look and I don't look at anything else. I just look at the numbers. Right. I said, oh, man. Look at this, Walcott. He had a 444 average and a 1600 OPS this spring. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I pause and I'm like, oh, it says 9 at bats.
I was like, all right. He's
not 9
games.
9, baby.
So hang on. I'm like, all right, I blame. The Instagram, I mean, they misrepresented this.
They did.
Well, to be clear, though, it wasn't just pitched like that. Like, you gave them all the background of what you went through. How it was pitched to us sitting here in the break was, oh, my God. Sebastian Walcott's going to be so good. He has 1,600 OPS during spring, 444 average. Oh, it's at 9 at-bats. Never mind.
9 at-bats, yes.
Not 9 games at-bats.
How's your bracket looking, Kevin?
Pretty good. I did have UC San Diego going to the Sweet 16, so that one hurt.
Mm.
And I thought Clemson would win at least one round, and obviously that went down in flames. But, no, we're looking pretty good otherwise.
Corey?
So I autofilled, Sean. I did the autofill yesterday, okay. And let's go take a look real quick at Corey's bracket, because Clemson did screw most of the country, except for the dude that just tweeted us, and he is still at 100% right
now.
Wow. So congratulations.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy moly, that's awesome.
Clemson screwed me over, and then for some reason, I did not look. I had Tennessee losing in the second round, so and I had
who?
Utah State.
There you go.
I don't know why they picked that, but Utah State was supposed to move on.
One way or another, you're getting 0 points.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm doing all right.
1 point ahead of Gavin Spittle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's got 12 total points in the CBS bracket. That's his standard.
Is the leader 14 or 16 right now in the CBS bracket?
It looks like it is 14.
Okay, so I'm only 2 points behind. Still got room.
That's a way to look at it. What's coming up on the show?
We do dive directly into some March Madness right out of the gate, some stars at 10:20, and identity theft, Georgia football, Ron Washington. Who deserves forgiveness on Forgiveness Friday at 11 o'clock?
Zach Wolchuk is second to last. Right in front of Karen Vickery, great sales person.
He's a football guy.
How far down am I?
Wolchuk is really bad. Brian Purdy only has 10 points.
And that's what I want to know in that bracket. How did you fill it out, though? Because the one I picked was the random autofill because Corey pointed it out to me, and I was like, ooh, let's see how that goes.
And Brian Purdy's the GM of the whole station. Alec Medford continuing to stink it up. He's down here towards the bottom as well. RJ, did you fill one out?
I did.
Okay, here we go. You got 12 points.
I'm doing better in this one than I did in the ours.
You just didn't do the same?
I thought I did. I must have mistyped something.
Oh, man. We need a recount. We're going to need a recount. Do you have, by the way, Peyton Russell is inside Fenway Park.
Oh, okay.
He has made it inside Fenway for his tour.
Yeah,
tour.
I'm sure we're going to hear any second now about how, can you believe these tickets cost $15? I'm about to raise hell.
What'd you mess up?
I accidentally took BYU in the
station.
The station one.
Okay.
So it actually worked out in my favor.
But you're more concerned about the station, your show one, right?
The show one is what I care about.
Because you can't afford to lose that.
There's no way I could do 30 minutes.
You don't think so?
Not sober.
Oh.
It's so low. So here's the thing. It wouldn't be a total 30 minutes. It'd probably be more like...
It's 15 and 15. 15 and 10.
Yeah. So it's like 25. And then you get 2 minutes of audio max that you can play. So it's 23 minutes.
And no calls, no interviews.
He's just going to review candles for 23 minutes is what he'll do. Oh,
that's not a bad idea. Those videos seem to be a hit.
I actually might bring my candles up here.
He's going to light them, and then he's going to set off the sprinklers, and then...
All right. Does anyone have any tips for my trip to San Antonio for SeaWorld?
Go to Cure down by the Pearl. Go visit the Pearl area. That's really awesome down there. Riverwalk's actually a fun little thing. You can buy beers underneath the road passes and stuff.
What's the Cure?
You walk in, it's all steaks. Steaks and all that stuff. You walk in, they have it all being cured right there in the doorway. So it's right up your alley. It's like Knife, but right there. So it's that Pearl area is really awesome down there.
They don't still do the whales at SeaWorld, do they?
What?
Man.
Like Shamu? I think they got rid of Shamu.
I almost got in a big fight with my wife over this.
What happened?
She didn't want to go because she thought we're getting involved in some type of brawl outside. My wife is becoming an activist. I don't like it.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, after we went to Mexico and we were out on the boat, with the whales actually living in their natural habitat in the ocean, she's like, no, there's going to be protesters. We shouldn't go. We're supporting the captivity and all this stuff. And I was like, we're trying to give our 5-year-old a couple hours. All right, just relax, chill out. But she feels guilty. Is that what you were getting to?
Yeah, I didn't know if they stopped doing the whale shows after the documentaries came out and everything like that.
I hope not.
Where were the Tilly the Whale deaths? Were those San Antonio or were those Florida?
I don't remember which one it was.
Would you go to SeaWorld if they were?
I haven't been there in a really
long time. I know we get a moral, a really Kevin, moral compass every day. He's got to guilt the rest of us.
Bambi.
If I watch a damn Disney film, I got to go repent.
There's no doubt. It's we know it's cruelty to animals. There's no doubt about it. But
It is messed up.
I was born top of the food chain. Like, this is part of
it. Man, I was really curious how you're going to follow up with it's cruelty to animals, but
it's what it is.
I mean, like,
we won the lottery.
So if aliens travel here from somewhere else and destroy us, you'll be like, good for them.
They won. Yeah. They won the lottery. You know, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be a human.
Tilly the whale did kill 3 trainers in her lifetime.
Whoa. So, hey, I mean, so is that getting even a little?
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. You know, maybe they deserved it. They could have been great, and now they shouldn't have been. But they could have been torturing the hell out of the animal.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, when animals strike back.
Uh-huh. Well.
Learn.
Man, you
learn something today.
I hope you have these conversations with your wife on the way to SeaWorld.
Crosstalk is over. The KNC masterpiece is beginning. Everyone have a safe and fantastic weekend. Enjoy the madness, part 2, next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.